Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, today's cattle futures market sold off toward the end of the day. Kind of disappointing here with the August live cattle being down 52 at 122.92. The October 77 lower at 128.42. December's down 50 here at 133.47. The cash trade this week has been sort of lackluster, 119 to 120-ish in the south. I think there's some 125 or 23 or so up north. But that was not enough to keep the live cattle rallying after reaching the highest levels, or nearly the highest levels in a month. On the August live cattle, feeder cattle finished $1.50 lower on the August at 160.70. There's a lot of people trading that long August feeder, short October, set and on out. And that spread did not work at all today, with the August down $1.50. September only down 82 at 164. October's down 50. There's some concern that the index being just below 154 and the futures being at 160.70, that the spread between futures and the cash are a little bit too wide. So I think that's what's weighing on the live cattle just as much as anything else. The lean hogs up 7 in August at 107.47. The October's down 57 at 92.52. The December's down 67 here at 84.85. But overall, generally weak here for the meats.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000-bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, the grain futures were extremely strong overnight, but got weaker throughout the day today. Idea is that a little bit less heat, maybe a little bit more moisture, taking the air out of the grain futures. But corn finished anywhere from a half to a penny lower. Looks like September down a penny at 548 and three quarters. December down a half at 546 and a quarter. The beans were the one kind of bright spot, anywhere from 7 to 5.5, or steady to 5.5 higher, with November up 1 3/4 at 1359.5. Chicago wheat down 3, Kansas City wheat up 2, Minneapolis wheat, we keep watching that. It was basically unchanged after being higher. It sold back off today. The overall thing this time of year, of course, is always going to be the weather and what the recent forecast. I think mid-morning the forecast added that rainfall and pushed grains on down. So it's a little disappointing. Now, yesterday we had a crop progress and condition report, which showed the Minneapolis wheat 9% good to excellent. That would be a record low. That was down 2% good to, for the week. So that really disappointing. And about 66% of the spring wheat crops is poor to very poor. I don't recall a time that it's ever been quite that bad. So that's interesting to keep watching.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.